Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And as we come before you on today, once again, we just want to pause for a moment and just take and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and where we come before you on today, praise God, to continue reading the Word of God. Amen. Continue to give praise, honor, and glory to God for being who he is all the time. And for all of what he's done, the blessings that he's bestowed on our lives, and just being God all by himself. Praise God, we thank God. We give him praise, we give him honor, and we give him glory in Jesus' name. Once again, I want to give God all praise, honor, and glory. I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. I also like to honor those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, into our archives even. Praise God. We just want to thank God for today. Thank God for you taking time out to come forth to listen to the Word of God. Amen. We continue reading the Word of God coming out of the King James Version of the Word of God, coming from 2 Samuel. Praise God is where we are on today. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Father God, as we come before you on this day, we come once again humbling ourselves, asking that, Lord, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and deliver us, heal us, and protect us in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We pray for those less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the homeless, hungry, sick, as well as the dying, dear God. And we pray as we continue to move forward throughout this opportunity of bringing the Word of God, we pray that, Lord God, those that are hearing your Word will be saved, will have the desire to want to seek your face, and to continue to understand that God, through Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus. And the only way to get to the Father is through the Son. Amen. So once again, we thank God. Thank God for today. Thank God for what he's doing for us in our life. And thank God for just healing us, delivering us, and taking us to the next level. For God truly is on the throne. Hallelujah. Well, once again, we come forth reading out the book of 2 Samuel, praise God. Chapter 6 is where we are on today, praise God. And we do want to thank you for joining us. And once again, let's go ahead and read, praise God, that number, chapter 6, 2 Samuel. Again, David gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people that war with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from tents the ark of God, whence name is called by the name of the Lord, whose host that dwelleth between the cherubim. And they set the ark of God upon the new ark and brought it out of the house of Amnadab, that was in Gilba, and Uzzah, and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave, and the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was with at Gilbea, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord, on all manner of instruments made of wood, even an harp and in psalteries, and on the timbrels, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nakum's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand at the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah at his this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him, unto the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house Abed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Abed-Edom and the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Abed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Abed-Edom and all pertaineth unto him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Abed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that were the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with a sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle of David that had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dwelt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women and men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one of his house. And David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all of his house that appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be based on my own sight and of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of. Of them shall I be had in honor. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children unto the day of her death. Chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in the house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee." And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in the house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in the tent and in the tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I the word with any of the tribes of Israel, when I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee wheresoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight, and hath made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men in that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they will dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And I, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, I have caused thee to rest from all thy enemies. Also, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up my seed after thee, which shall proceed out of the bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever, and I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men, but my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took to your soul, when I put away before thee, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, and concerning to all these visions, so do Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me here hither, that this was yet a small thing in thy sight? O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also to thy servant's house for a great while to come, and this is the manner of man, O Lord. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, O Lord, knowest my servant, for thy word's sake and according to thine own heart. Hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them? Wherefore thou art great, O Lord, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in earth is like thy person, or Eden like Israel, whom God went to redeem for the people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and trouble. For there, for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods, for thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be the people unto time, thee from ever. And thou, thy Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word of thou hast spoken concerning thy servant, and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord, thou art the God, and thy word be true, and thou hast promised the goodness unto thy servant. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessings let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Chapter 8. And after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Mithic Amma out of the hand of the Philistine, and he smote Moab, and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he to put to death, and with one full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants, and brought gifts. David smote also Abiezer, the son of Rahab, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 700 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. And David hewed all the chariot horses, but reserved of them for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to succor Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 2 of the 20,000 men. Then David put terrors in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought gifts. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadadezer, and brought them to Jerusalem, and from Betha, and from Berotai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took exceeding much brass. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had smitten all the host of Hadazir, then Toi sent Joram, his son, unto King David to salute him and to bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and smitten him. For Hadadezer had wars with Toi, and Joram brought him with vessels of silver and vessels of gold and vessels of brass, which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that had dedicated of all the nations which he subdued, of Syria and of Moab and of the children of the Ammon and of the Philistines and of Amalek and of the spoil of Hadadezer, son of Rahab, king of Zobah. And David gave him a name when he returned from smitten of the Syrians in the valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And he put garrisons in Edom, throughout all Edom, but he garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants, and the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all of his people. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Eliab, was recorder. And Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the Amalek, the son of Abiathar, were the priest, and Syria was the scribe. And Benaiah, the son of Joiada, was over both the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and David's son were chief rulers. Chapter 9. And David said, is there yet any of that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show my kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him, David, unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is thou not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, for Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face, and he did reverence. And David says, Mephibosheth, and said, he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake,
and will restore thee all the line of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given thou my master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants steal, till the land for him. And thou shalt bring in the fruits, and thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba hath 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said to king, he shall eat at my table as one of my king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelleth in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Chapter 10. And it came to pass, after this, that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun and the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun their lord, thinkest thou that David doeth honor thy father, that he has sent that comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off the one half of their braids, beards, and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it to David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent a hired and Syrians of Beth-Rohab and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and the king of Maacah, 1,000 men, and of Ishtab, 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men, and the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering in of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rohab and of Ishtab and Maacah
were they by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him, before and behind, he chose all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishua, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will come and help thee. Be of good courage, and let us play the men of our people, and for the cities of our God, and the Lord be that which seemeth him good. And Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him, unto the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, then fled they be also before Abishai, and of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadadezer sent and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river. And they came to Helam and Sheba, the king of the host of Hadadezer, went before them. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians sent themselves in array against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Sobek, the captain of their host, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadadezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. Praise God. That concludes the reading of chapter 10 of 2 Samuel. And it's just so awesome seeing how the Lord is continuing transferring the authority and kingship and leadership of those that follow him and are obedient. Answering the call of God is so important, challenging and real. And we have to be willing to guard up the spirit that's within us to help us to overcome any form of negativity. This is Elder David Ambrose Shaw, leaving you with the reminder that you can, you will, and you have overcome adversity, just as Christ overcame death. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. We look forward to seeing you in the name of Jesus as we continue to move forward, advancing, being committed, and loving the Lord. Because as always we say, if loving the Lord is wrong, we don't want to be right. We will return back in David Diane Ministry and Friends on Monday with the Bible reading. But keeping in mind, Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will be coming with the word. We look forward to hearing you, joining us, and being with us. Thank you for your support. Be blessed.
year. After going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I sing it like we used to a long time. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh,
I'm gonna praise the Lord.